And now the Great American Folk Show, a little place where we commune with you to sing songs and to share some stories and talk to some good people with great voices. We've got an extraordinary lineup of talented guests for you today, as always, including Florida poet Sean Sexton, experimental acoustic trio, the Magic Tuber String Band, and from St. Paul, Minnesota, Molly Brandt. I'd like to begin with a tune that totally kills me, and a big reason why is because of the person who's performing it. In fact, I can't hardly listen to it because it is so blindingly beautiful, and I might mention that it's one of my mother's favorite songs. So here it is. It is called Someday I Will Understand, and it is performed by Andrew Bemis.
I do not know why off round me my hopes all shattered seem to be. God's perfect plan I cannot see, but someday I will understand. Someday He'll make it plain to me. Someday when I His face shall see, someday from tears I shall be free. Someday I will understand. Though darkness comes through passing days, my heart will still be filled with praise. For God will lead through darkened ways, but someday I will understand. Someday He'll make it plain to me. Someday when I His face shall see, someday from tears I shall be free. Someday I will understand. I cannot tell the depths of love which moves a father's heart above. My faith to test, His love to prove, but someday I will understand. Someday He'll make it plain to me. Someday when I His face shall see, someday from tears I shall be free. Someday I will understand.
Wasn't that just a lovely song? An old hymnal performed by Andrew Bemis. A little song called Someday I Will Understand. Thank you for that, Andrew. Beautiful song. That recording came from a live show back in 2013 at the Foundry in South Haven, Michigan. If you're just tuning in, this is the Great American Folk Show. My name is Tom Brusso, and we're going to keep it going right now with Lilla Shy, a musician with Italian roots now living in London, whose sound is current and cool. She's going to join us for a live session, but first I want to spin a tune of hers called Layers.
Good people are capable of doing bad things. I think I'm one of them, one of them, one of them. Nice places can be mistakable when lights are dim. Just like my own head, my own head, my own head. I can't answer your prayers. We don't need a my friends of Great American Folk Show. I am Lila Shai, a singer, songwriter, and independent artist. I've written many things in my life, like to-do lists, poems, cover letters, my blog. I love writing my blog. Mainly songs, of course, but I've not written a monologue, let alone record it. Now, you can probably tell by my accent that English is not my first language, even though it's always been my favorite for singing and songwriting, somehow. But let me tell you something about me. When it comes to talking, that's a whole different thing. It might be a combination of shyness and the fact that I've grown up thinking that being Italian, which is where I'm from, is not cool. At least not as cool as being American or British. And so I always thought I had to hide it when I was abroad. Not very convenient when 8 years ago I bought a one-way ticket to London. Now, I was born and raised in Rome, surrounded by sunshine, amazing food, incredible art, a very warm family. So I get this question a lot. What brought you here? Now, music is the short answer, but let me give you some context. I've always been a dreamer. And even though I love where I'm from, somehow I knew that home is not a place for me, but it's a feeling. Specifically, the feeling of being in a room, no matter how big, full of people willing to listen to my songs. And London is the birthplace of so many amazing artists in music history. And you can tell because music is so ingrained in people's minds and culture. And so wanting to be a singer didn't feel like a cringe idea to hide to your friends, you know? And I'm turning slowly my dreams into something that is true. I've played Glastonbury, I've played my songs on national radios, I've toured the UK in my tiny car. But of course, dreams come with a price to pay. And so a lot of my early songs were all about homesickness and the loneliness that comes with it. But spending time alone actually gave me the biggest gift, to really learn lots about myself. So yeah, I basically had to be away from home to realize how much I appreciated and how much it influenced my writing and my creativity. I give you a few examples. I had to drive around the Colosseum to go to school, so I guess I've trained my eyes to always spot the beautiful things around me, because beauty is not something that you can take for granted. And also, Rome is a crazy city, the traffic is mental, people are loud, so I guess I've trained myself to being able to hear my own thoughts and find my own voice in chaos. And it might be silly, but Italians are feeders, and I've experienced so many times how joyful the act of sharing and giving and offering can be. So yeah, my home shaped me for sure, and then London gave me the space and courage to explore and expose myself. And I guess this is how my new bunch of songs happened. They're all about self-discovery and empowerment, and it's the most honest I've been. So here's the acoustic version of my new single, Everybody Else. Thanks for having me. thought she'd have it all figured out, with a dog, two sons, or girls at a holiday house. But yet another fall's coming around, and she's wasting one more summer hanging about. Look at her now, she thought she'd never grow older. Time won't wait for you. This is how they fit that chip on their shoulder, but she sings a different tune. Stop, it's turning. Even if you lock the door, na-na, the wind will keep on blowing to places you've not been before. In my defense, I've never dreamt of being like everybody else. In my defense, I've dreamt of being like everybody else. She's running in the sun, glowing skin. Her impatience wasn't as bad as it seemed. When everyone was chasing lush, she'd be growing wings, big enough to shield away from the could have been. The world won't stop, it's turning. Even if you lock the door, na na, the wind will keep on blowing to places you've not been before. In my defense, I've never dreamt of. Like everybody, being like everybody else. Being like everybody, being like everybody else. The world won't stop, it's turning. Even if you lock the door, na na, the wind will keep on blowing to places you've not been before. In my defense, I've never dreamt of being like everybody else.
You're listening to the Great American Folk Show, and wherever you may be listening in from, thanks for being here. It's great to have you. My name is Tom Brusso, and I've got a dandy tune I want to share with you. It's by a project of a guy by the name of Jonas, and his project is called Auburn Tales. The song is called Adirondack Shivers, and it's about, well, it's about the beauty of America, in particular, upstate New York, where I've actually had the pleasure of traveling and playing a few times. In fact, remember the first time that I was ever in New York, it was upstate in the town of Tivoli, which is in between New York City and Albany. I was on tour back then in the early 2000s with Juliana Hatfield. And what a time. I'll never forget it. And nobody ever forgets the time that they go to New York. They don't forget New York City, and they don't forget upstate New York. Well, here's Auburn Tales with that tune now, Adirondack Shivers, on the Great American Folk Show.
Blue Hudson River, your valleys are the seeds of all my dreams, from the ocean to thy springs. How long will I be longing? Will I see streams a-rolling down to the water that's parting you and me?
Yeah. beside the town where I grew up. There's a spot with a view of the evergreen hills. I would stand there gazing into the wide open land, and I knew this must be America, and it gave me chills. Later I discovered the place right by your side, and it woke me up like nothing did before. And I know someday he'll be my bride, and we'll be raised in hell, and we'll have a good girl that I know for sure. Lately you could have caught me counting years. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 ain't enough, my dear. Some things take me long and still you wait. Will you go with me to the hills upstate? Adirondack, fireflies in the twilight bring that song back. But you hunt by the Saranac River. Say how long, Jack, until my girl and I will feel Adirondack shivers. Let me tell you one thing I know about love. It cheers you up on a hard day's night to see your smile. I used to think I didn't need anything but myself. Now it seems I need her in enough to this. And I know this is probably untrue. There's a handful of folks without whom I couldn't do. And I wouldn't want to give up my cigarettes and wine. Yet time is just a fast-moving lullaby. Maybe you could have caught me counting years. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 ain't enough, my dear. Some things take me long, still you wait. Adirondack, fireflies in the twilight bring that song back. Get you hung by the Saranac River. Say how long, Jack, till my girl and I will feel Adirondack shivers. Adirondack, fireflies in the twilight bring that song back. Get you hung by the Saranac.
I am Jonas, aka Auburn Tales, a folk singer from Jena, a town approximately 100,000 people strong in eastern Germany, about 2.5 hours from Berlin. Country and folk music were two of my first musical loves, and I've been listening to them since I was 13 or 14, which I suppose is very untypical in Germany since there isn't much of a platform for these genres here. I certainly am not the only admirer of folk music in Germany. However, there is not a big scene, and I've only scarcely made contact with other people that play folk music. And most of these contacts, I have to admit, were rather off-putting because they gave me the feeling that for those people to allow themselves to love country and folk music, they must make it a performative object in some way, like play the wildest solos and all in all turn it into a commodity or into something, you know, which you have to excel at. In Jena, where I live, the most vibrant music scene is techno-related, and many of my friends are involved in techno collectives. They perform as DJs, producers, or host techno parties and festivals. Considering the small size of the city, it has a lot to offer in that regard. And I do feel like part of that scene, although the music I'm most passionate about, North American folk music, has so little in common with it. Despite the vibrance of Jena's techno scene, many of its artists end up migrating to bigger cities like Leipzig or Berlin. And even though these cities would probably also make it a little bit easier for me to find fellow folk enthusiasts, I have fallen in love with Jena and I will most likely remain loyal to it. I'm trying my best to find platforms for my music, and I am extremely grateful for my community of friends who support me, even though folk music might not be as genuinely loved by them as it is by me. But the appreciation with which many of them have responded to my debut album, Whispered Longing, has truly moved me, and it gives me much of the motivation that I need to proceed. I must also add that within this techno-fused community, I've started an old-time country band together with close friends of mine, as well as a folk trio that emerged from that band, and the gigs we've played so far have always been a massive blast for everybody. At least I got the feeling that that was the case, and I hope it was. I do hope that with our performances we can ignite a spark in some people that turns into a true appreciation for country and folk music. But until then, I'm really happy that the internet makes it possible for me to feel at least somewhat connected to the North American folk scene. And shows like this one play a great role in making that happen, and I'm really, really happy about that and really, really thankful for that.
Love, are you still up? Have you rested enough so you can shut your eyes tonight? Rough pages and patches have been redacted. Your sleeves are still cuffed. Darling, you're done. Do roll them down. Who you are, even if you don't know how, back to okay. Who you are, I will pick you up and we'll drive until all of your songs have been played. Cause love, don't you know that the car radio's been longing for your gentle touch? So tune in, turn it up, and you'll notice steady and slow the songs will take hold of you and you'll sing again. Love, you have evolved to a hilltop. Now stop looking up. Safe and sound with me and all of your kin. Have often been shook and amazed by your fierceness and strength. Soon you will know how much you've grown. Who you are, even if you don't know how, to okay. Who you are, I will pick you up and we'll drive until all of your songs have been played. Because love, don't you know that the car radios have been longing for your gentle touch? So tune in, turn it up, and you'll notice steady as though songs take hold of you and
you know that the car radios have been longing for your gentle touch. So tune in, turn it up, and you'll know to steady and slow. Songs will take hold of you and you'll sing again. The songs will take hold of you and you'll sing again.
That was Auburn Tales with Muse Song, and before that a tune called Adirondack Shivers off of his new album Westward Longing. Thank you, Jonas, for being on the show. Lovely music. Can't wait to have you back again. I'm Tom Brusso. This is the Great American Folk Show. The Magic Tuber String Band offers a different flavor of acoustic trio that leans into the experimental. The two tunes that you're going to hear now, Where the Place Becomes Forgetting, and then an unreleased track that they sent in, especially for the show, the title track outtake of their new album on Thrill Jockey, Heavy Water. It's the Magic Tuber String Band. Thank you.
My name is Courtney Werner, and I'm the fiddle player for Magic Tuber String Band. And the track that you'll hear on this radio show is an improvisation outtake from our recording session for the album Heavy Water, which comes out May 22nd. And I recorded it with my bandmates Evan and Mike on fiddle, slide guitar, and upright bass. And then Oliver Child Lanning was playing tape loops out loud in the room that we were recording in a church in Greensboro, North Carolina. The album as a whole is inspired by experiences I had working as a wildlife biologist down on the Savannah River site in South Carolina. And if you're unfamiliar with the site, it spans about four counties. It's quite massive, and used to be home to several towns, the largest of which was called Ellenton. And it was mostly a rural farming community, but in 1951, the U.S. government seized the site to build a nuclear arms production plant for fueling the escalation of the nuclear weapons arsenal during the Cold War. And the site that was the town of Ellenton actually became a plant to manufacture Heavy Water, which is where the album takes its name. And that's water that has been chemically altered, so instead of H2O, it's H3O. There's an extra hydrogen atom, and the chemistry of it is beyond me, but it makes the water denser, and that makes it useful for use in the nuclear reactors on the site that manufactured plutonium and other radioactive materials that are in nuclear bombs. So production of Heavy Water at this site started in the late 50s, and pretty quickly the reactors on the site became leaky, and the coal combustion plants used to fuel the process were also leaking, and there was contamination across the landscape. And once production slowed down at the end of the Cold War, this highly contaminated, highly hazardous wasteland was left behind. And I ended up there because I responded to a job call for a graduate student to study the nuclear contamination and whether it was being picked up by songbirds. And so I moved out there with my bandmate Evan, was catching birds on these isolated, contaminated sites. And at this point, after decades of disuse, a lot of the greenery and a lot of the wildlife had returned. And even though the contamination was still there, there was still radioactivity, and it was hazardous for both wildlife and for people. It was a really beautiful, beautiful forsaken place, and tried to process my emotion towards it in some of the improvisations and the compositions on this album. And it means a lot to me, so I hope you enjoy it, and thank you for listening.
Support for the Great American Folk Show comes from the Lorac family, the estate of Blair Flegel, and Minn Kota Power Cooperative, helping meet the electricity needs of rural member cooperatives in eastern North Dakota and northwestern Minnesota. Our power is our people. More information at minnkota.com. North Dakota poet Shad Peel got in touch with me a few years ago about our next guest, Sean Sexton, who's from Florida. He's a generational farmer in Vero Beach, and he's also a poet who takes his time and carefully chooses his every word. The poems that you're going to hear now are from his private stash. I don't think they've ever been published before, so you are indeed getting a front row seat to the show. This first one is called Old Cow Museum.
Like soldiers from the front, they come hobbling. Veterans of time's war, dragging limbs, comporting brokenness, shambling through narrows to assemble at the trough. Heifer with a turned back foot, always in the lead, maimed in calfhood in a bovine crush, and called from the August load to stow here, unsalable, where she's grown, bred out of season, when a Brahma bull spirited in and fertilized her like Danae. The half-blind cow smells her way to feed, outpaced by the throng. We can't send her to market. A maze opened on the trailer door, as grim as her own labyrinth. Where and how would she go? They'd foot us a bill for the pathetic parody played out. Here she stays until death closes her paddock of memory. Every shallow rise, branch, and barb to try, unless she must listen, hear, unless she must reckon the air. Time stands still in the old cow museum, time beside time, that empties and fills the wombs of calf streams. Time of no season, no accounting, as the daily orb arrives with no consequence. Where the crippled Brahma that can't go down the lane glows in the distance like a cumulonimbus over the Bahamas. She calved her first year in captivity. A whelp, slight as her udder, melted into the woodwork soon as we caught sight of him. Here she stays, barren augury of an unwhispered beatitude, in violation of every scruple of cattle breeding, companion to the arthritic Angus matron, bought one year in the Carolinas at the end of a sale. Attrition could be her name as she struggles to her portion, like your grandmother through the aisles of the grocer. Cries loudest when Sunday's brunch must wait till after church. In every calving season, orphans emerge to count among the world's brood and be added in. A first-timer's get she wouldn't own, an unclaimed twin. Listless starveling of the fretful Madonna of the swollen teats, taken and given to shoulders and wits. Daughter of the cancer eye cow that withered away, 2 months shy of the wean, and other mammy up and died midwinter, her calf wild as a snake, to be gotten out and finessed to this house of mishap. Anyone in this business needs what they contain, an out of the way place, the quelling grains and peace of ancient dames. At the end of suffering there is a door, and some bright morning we'll find another gone off to the unfenced field, a shadow curled beneath a bough, the collect of bone and leather, gather of manure, birds already there, and what we've always taken for the wind, an unceasing benediction. Yesterday morning, I coaxed you to go out with me and open a gate to let the cattle move. And we found the pasture filled with swallows, winging in trajectories of near misses, steep swoops, perilous courses bringing them close. So it seemed as though wire was strung across our path in grand disappearing hoops. At the hem of hoof and horn, as the cattle stirred on our approach, white birds arose, taking flight like a thousand prayer flags, filling the sky, and we drove to them in the distance every time they landed to see it happen again. Swallows always just ahead, candle wicking the air, so we forgot the cattle and the gate and got back home a little late. Sound, and then a sound, crack that rends the day, mortal, instant, undoing a morning's work, setting in motion a week, month, lifetime of ruin. New sound, strange, made beyond listening, beyond tiny bones beating in the ear, a felling, mother's sob, spouse's moan, sound of the end of sound. Something you see escaping its dwelling place, the heart. Dilemma. A family of mice have moved into the sack of grain left on the back door stoop last week. They chewed a ragged silver dollar sized hole in the end of the bag where they now reside. First thing this frozen bright February morning, I have cows to feed and tenants to evict.
You just heard poet Sean Sexton. You can find his work at seansextonfineart.com. It's a Great American Folk Show. I'm Tom Brusseau, and we move from Vero Beach, Florida, Sean's home turf, to a place a little closer, St. Paul, Minnesota, for a live session with Molly Brandt, an Americana artist with a very cool vibe. Every songwriter seals in a bit of their home tone into the tunes that they record, and I can feel that with Molly, especially on this first tune, Crystalline Vision. Unrushed, not pushed, no competition, open enough to share a little bit of her soul. Here is Molly Brandt now.
Hey, y'all. My name is Molly Brandt, and I am a singer-songwriter out of the Twin Cities, Minnesota, and more specifically, St. Paul. I really have always had a love for folk music, and it really started with my love for country music when I was a kid back in the 90s and the early 2000s, and it sort of morphed into a love for really all types of Americana roots, folk, country music. And I loved exploring other new genres as well, and that's something I pride myself in bringing into my own music is the blending of different genres and different influences. I also love the fact that folk music is really about storytelling, about being raw, authentic, and true. And so I'm really happy to be part of that tradition. Lately, I've been leaning into more protest music and learning about that history, and as well as historical songs and sort of weaving that into my style of writing. I've been leaning into the idea that songs can be really about anything we want them to, from historical events, topics, to current political and cultural moments, songs about friendship, community, memories, time, resistance, resilience, the list goes on. I really love exploring outside of the bounds of what is typical and hopefully creating something new and unique. Lately, I've been inspired by a lot of different things, one being books. I read a lot of classics, contemporary literary fiction, as well as nonfiction books, and I get a lot of lyrical inspiration from that. So that's what I used in a lot of my lyrics for the upcoming album I have coming out June 12th. It's called Museum of Being. I love to consume as much good art as possible to influence my writing. I'm also really influenced by my own community, the Midwest community, as well as the Twin Cities. Everyone's so supportive and we're really propping each other up and rooting for each other and just having a good time. I've sent in two songs from that album. One, I've made a live version for you. It's called Crystalline Vision, Memento Reverie, and also the recording of the title track of Museum of Being. I hope you guys enjoy, and thank you so much for having me on the Great American Folk Show. It's been an honor to be able to share this music with you and some of the things I've been inspired by lately. So I hope to see y'all out there. Till next time. Thanks.
Drew long neglected his rotary phone, Russian doll, disco ball, whisper in my bones. It's the echo of a bending recollection. Suddenly it's 1980 something, tangled up with the ghost of a former me. I see a crystalline vision, a mental reverie. Oh, my dad's book of matches from nightclubs of yore. Bathe the fading apparition of yesteryear's lore. It's the echo of a bending recollection. Suddenly it's 1990 something, tangled up.
And that's our show for today. Thank you for listening. We'd like to thank our guests, Andrew Bemis, Lilla Shy, Auburn Tales, Magic Tuber String Band, and Sean Sexton, and of course, the last person on the show today was from St. Paul, Minnesota, Molly Brandt. Support for the Great American Folk Show comes from the Lorac family, Minkota Power Cooperative, the estate of Blair Flegel. Opening theme by Sean Watkins in Los Angeles, California. End theme by Burkham Boys in Council Bluffs, Iowa. Mary Jones is the talent producer. Eric Dethridge produces this show and edits it too. Elizabeth Brousseau helps out with the digital realm. I'm Tom Brousseau. May you always find that sun until we meet again.